Hi, this is Elliot Haspel, and welcome to another edition of Best Practices Weekly. Today we're going to be talking about patterns that promote algebraic thinking in elementary school students, and this comes from an article in Teaching Children Mathematics by a Ball State University instructor. And the author talks about how we can actually use pattern problems to help students really develop a robust understanding of algebra, but there are two different types of problems when we're thinking about algebra for young students, and they're either stasis problems or change problems. And stasis problems are those in which the variable can only be one value. Nothing changes. It can't possibly be anything else. For example, the author gives the example of the problem Bethany bought tickets for three of her friends to go to a movie. Once inside, she also spent a total of $5 on popcorn for her friends. She spent $27.50 altogether on her friends. Solve to find the cost of one movie ticket, and then ask the students to write an equation using x or solve for x. In this case, though, x can only be one thing. There's only one correct answer. And so that gives the sense to students that that's all algebra is. It's finding one answer, and a variable actually isn't variable. A variable just means one thing. And so, in contrast, change problems are concerned with moving from patterns to rules, and really building the sense that variables do change. And so her example problem here is Jenny decides to open a savings account. She first deposits $50 from her birthday, and she plans to add $7 each week. Number one, how much will Jenny have in her savings account after 1 week? Number two, and how much would she have after 3 weeks, and then after 10 weeks? And then students are asked to write a rule with words to describe the problem. Then they're asked to create an equation, and finally they're asked to apply that equation to a problem about the savings account. And so the author offers that change problems, which are in essence true algebra, do have these characteristics. They methodically change with each step. A mathematical rule can be applied to find the value at any step, and they generalize from the specific to the abstract. So they start with something very concrete, how much after 1 week, and they get eventually to the rule, the abstract, the equation. And this doesn't just have to be money problems. They suggest that there are problems with geometry and shape patterns, and all number of patterns, and a lot of those can be found on the internet if we wanted to look. And so, in this conception, patterns become less about specific descriptions of symbols, and they become more about the ability to extend and manipulate patterns. And again, simple patterns or more complex patterns. And so, even though it can be difficult for elementary school students to grasp the basic idea of algebra, using the stasis problems, the ones where there's only one answer, actually reinforces this view that it's sort of this random thing out of left field. But if we design more change-based problems around patterns, then we actually start to help students really understand the full richness of algebra. Thanks, and happy teaching.